You've said in the past that souls have said, yes, I will explore this or that issue. For example, parents that don't parent well or being born with a physical hindrance. How much of that is a personal choice and how much of that is a group choice? I'm trying to understand the process, and I realize that the process may not lend itself to physical language very well.
And that is why we enjoy the challenge. And it is that it's difficult because you are here to know separation, to know that you are an individual being, and yet you are not individualized. You are connected to all that is. And so there is never a separate decision. Even in your own earth personality, you believe that you choose one thing and you choose it alone, and yet it is not true. Because not all of your consciousness exists in your form that you are within. You always, although it does not appear this way with your violent people, your people exploring darkness, your cruel people, your hateful people, it seems that they are not participating in a level of oneness, and yet they are. There is no separation in existence of all that is. It is only the experience of separation. And at a higher level of consciousness, nothing is taken personally. When you are separate from your form here, when you are in the next dimension and you look and you replay the life that you experienced and all that you explored, you will not feel the need to take anything personally because you will see a much bigger paradigm. And so we offer to you that never are you alone. Every thought that you think contributes to the whole. Every feeling that you deal with, and we say deal with, some feel like they deal with you and you have no choice, and yet how you show up in that and what that leads you to explore, you are in collaboration with all that is. That is why we say, especially at this time on Earth, as you rapidly evolve, you evolve in the way you think, you evolve in the way you speak, you evolve in the way you learn, the way that you share knowledge now on your planet, the way that you stimulate new ideas, new possibilities, it's going faster and faster and wider and wider and broader and broader. And so it would be impossible for you to consider that it is a personal decision to explore anything, because everything that you explore affects everything else that is in existence. And that is very hard to understand when you have agreed to come here for an experience of individuality. And yet you might think of it this way. Use an idea of how you work. When you are in the workplace, if you express a certain attitude, a personality trait, if you show up in one way, it does affect your coworkers and the people that you influence. And if you were to change that way, other people would be affected. And it's, and most definitely for the consciousnesses that are still trapped in fear, and in a sense of being victimized, they are very strongly affected by other people's moods, ideas, teachings. And so there is never a sense of isolation. Everything is chosen at the level before Earth, before form here, whether it is through human birth or a different conception of life here. Everything is chosen with a broader picture, with a knowing that all is connected and it is valuable to all, that there is no taking it personal. There is no miscreating. There is no wrongness. That it all contributes to the evolution of consciousness and experience. And so as we have given the words often through Helen and her teaching, you cannot get it wrong. There is nothing to get wrong. It is all a great expansion of life and experience. Every single experience. You would choose, let me come and have great money and feel wealthy, and let me come and have great money and feel trapped. Let me come and have great money and feel scarcity. Let me come and have great money and have no health. Let me come and have great money and have great success. You would choose all of it. It would be endless. We could talk about that. How many scenarios could you create just that way? And it would continue to be endless because it doesn't end. It keeps expanding and rippling out. And so the more experiences that you have, and the more you see how it interlocks and creates, the more you will want to explore.